Hi, this is Mine Ternar of Artists Share Their Stories. The following interview with artist and professor Andrew Leone was recorded on October 8, 2013. Andrew Leone teaches painting at City College of San Francisco and is one of the main founders of the Sanchez Art Center in Pacifica, a vital nonprofit institution which serves not only the local community but the greater Bay Area, attracting prominent as well as emerging artists and curators to Pacifica with its activities. Sanchez Art Center just celebrated its 17th anniversary recently.
Sunday, we had a meeting at the Art Center of the studio artists. These are all the artists who have studios at the Sanchez Art Center in Pacifica. And there's like 16, 17 studios there and 25 artists. And we have a meeting every 2 months. And I went into the meeting, I was a little bit late, and everyone started applauding. I thought, maybe they're trying to embarrass me for being late. But no, they said, today is, to the day, the 17th anniversary of the Sanchez Art Center.
Oh, wow.
And they, you know, they just applauded because I had a fair bit to do with the beginning of the Sanchez Art Center.
Congratulations, yeah. Art Center. Do you want to tell us a little bit how the idea came?
Yes, it has an interesting history. It was a closed down elementary school, and it had been closed for 11 years. You know, in I guess a lot of communities, once the baby boomers had gone through, there was extra elementary schools, and some of them closed down. So I know our community wasn't the only one. So there's this closed down elementary school that nobody knew what to do with, and some artists and myself went to the school district and said, well, you have all these empty classrooms, maybe we could have a studio or two in there, and in return we will teach art or help your you know, elementary school teachers teach art in the school, since at that time in the 80s it was being, you know, there wasn't that much art in the public schools, in the elementary schools. So we went around and we brought art projects to the schools, and in return we got a little studio space. So there were four of us artists that were doing that. So that was really the beginning, the germ, the seed that was the start of the center.
Who were the four artists?
Four artists were Nancy Hall, who's now my wife, and she wasn't, Sheila Gamble, and Mary Harris, who is now 95 years old, and myself. And we, you know, taught art in I think there's something like seven elementary schools there in Pacifica, and we taught, went around to the schools and joined with the elementary school teachers and gave art projects, and we got this studio in return. And that worked for many years while the school was closed down. But then the city of Pacifica wanted to buy the building. And of course, they didn't really have any need for a program like that, so it looked like we were going to, you know, be booted out. So I went to the city of Pacifica and I said, well, what do you plan to do with this building? And they really weren't that sure. Their initial idea was to tear the building down and then make a sports complex, because, you know, Pacifica is a bedroom community, a lot of families, a lot of sports. And we said, well, how long will that take? And they go, well, it'll be about 5 years before we actually tear the building down. So I said, well, in the meantime, maybe artists can move in there and it won't be like an attractive nuisance, a place where people go and break into the rooms. It'll be habitated. And so they let us do it. And then it turned out they really couldn't raise the money to tear the buildings down. So we ended up staying. So that's how it began. And that's sort of the short version, in a way, because I had for years wanted to start something like this. In graduate school, I took a class called Community Art in the Community.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony May, this was at San Jose State, he was the instructor. And it really inspired me to want to do something in the community. Pacifica didn't have an art center, didn't have much of anything in that way. And at the time, they didn't even really have much of a community center. And so this seemed like a great project to try, but we really weren't sure we could pull it off, because Pacifica doesn't have very much money, and they couldn't really afford to help in any way. And the building was leaking, and it was really kind of a rundown old school. So we started, you know, getting grants and raising money, and artists, you know, at first, it was just us four artists, so we contacted other artists and said, well, you want to move into the center? And by collecting the rents from the other artists that moved in, we were able to at least get the ball rolling, even pay the city of Pacifica a little bit of rent, mm-hmm. and which was a reduced rent so that mm-hmm. we could, you know, because they weren't going to do any maintenance or repairs. And we started to, you know, have weekend work parties and painted a mural on the front of the building. And before long, it started seeming more like an old rundown school and more like an art center. Mm-hmm. And
well, of course, I have to say I started visiting it after mm-hmm. it became the wonderful art center that it has become. So my impression was totally different. I mean, I didn't connect it to at all in my mind to a rundown place. It was this festive art center, amazing openings, amazing mm-hmm. events. How you started, and in a very short period of time, when you think about
We've been really fortunate, and one of the things that happened was someone in the community had some experience curating, and they agreed to be our artistic director without pay, and to this day, he's still our artistic director, Jerry Barish, and he made it a point to get to know a lot of people in the art world, other, you know, gallery owners, museum curators, and invited them in to participate. And I was happy to find out that there's a lot of people pretty high up in the art world who want to also reach out deeper into the community and reach a lot of people. And so a community art center like Sanchez Art Center, we took a little bit of our example from, like, say, the Richmond Art mm-hmm. Center. They'd been around much longer than us, 60 years, and we saw what they could do. And we knew if we got, you know, enough talented artists, curators, people interested, things would happen. And that's always been my hope, that if you just get the right people together and enough people together who have the enthusiasm and the love for it, something will happen, and that really was the case.
Yeah, I mean, I am, you know, despite a very busy schedule, I am very happy to make the drive from the East Bay all the way down to the Sanchez Art Center just to be there. So it's amazing that it can have that draw.
Well, there's three galleries. We were lucky, you know, these old elementary schools, there's a lot of space. The old library is now the main gallery. These big wide corridors became extra galleries. We have the West Wing Gallery and the East Wing Gallery. And so we can meet different needs in the community. The main gallery exhibits emerging Bay Area artists and established Bay Area artists. The West Wing Gallery hosts local shows in the local Art Guild. The Art Guild didn't have a home when we started the Art Center. They were invited in and were really key to also the creation of the Art Center. That's the Art Guild of Pacifica, so named, but people from all over have joined this guild. We have hundreds of members, and they exhibit, they're having their membership show opens this coming up weekend. They have an annual show, and tons of members put in work, and there's prizes given. And then the East Wing Gallery can be special community shows, we had a Tibetan art festival, any group in the community that has an idea. Mm-hmm. We really wanted this to be the community's art center, where, you know, the community could come in and curate and come up with ideas. And it's really worked like that. We really felt there needed to be a center where the community and artists can have a really big say in how it's run. So it's pretty exciting in that way. You never quite know which way it's going to go. And there's a lot of creativity and vitality there still.
Yeah, that's the, I think, one of the exciting things about the Art Center, that it has become a place where established artists are showing and curators who are prominent in the field are coming. But at the same time, it is still very open-minded in terms of giving people who are not yet known names in the art world to come with ideas and to create.
Opportunities, so, you know, it's really important, I think, to keep providing opportunities. We see that as our goal. The mission statement of the Sanchez Art Center is creating community through art. And this goes right back to that, you know, community, art in the community class I took back in graduate school. And I've always held this belief that the arts, and there's also a concert hall there, the big multi-purpose room, cafeteria, got transformed into a big concert hall, and every weekend they have concerts there. It's another nonprofit runs that part, and it's really exciting, you know, the merging of all these different constituencies and groups, and there's a lot of cross-fertilization. But the important thing is we do feel like, over the years, I really do feel like a community has built up around the Art Center, and it's helped a lot of people, who maybe came to town and would have had no way to engage with the community have found they can come there and really engage with the community, and you know, it's been really great to see that. Now, we're about a mile from the beach, and Pacifica turns out to be the most interesting. You know, some of these beach towns are so interesting. There's the whole surfer community, there's a community of musicians and poets, and there's more artists than I ever would have imagined in this area. And we definitely try to open up to the surrounding communities as well. San Bruno, Daly City, Colma. We have people coming in from all over, and we host regional shows, and we get people from City College, students enter shows, people from San Francisco and beyond in some of these group shows. We do a show called the 50-50 show, where our artists enter, and if they're selected, they receive 50 6-inch by 6-inch little boards, in which they have 50 days. They do an artwork a day for 50 days. And then all of these artists, sometimes up to 70 of them, display their 50 artworks they did in the 50 days. And so all three galleries, it's almost overwhelming, the amount of artwork. But it's a spectacular show. That just finished, that show. And so we're finding ways to keep it really exciting, and we keep getting great ideas from different people that show up and wanna participate.
A lot of creative energy. It's beautiful. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Founding a center like this, when you are dealing with, you know, the bureaucracy of the city, and you have a vision, not everybody might be sharing the same vision, so it might be harder for some people to believe that this is actually going to work. I mean, arts always have that, you know, dichotomy. You have a dream and it feels very solid for you because you're the dreamer, but it may not feel like a realistic thing for others. I am just curious, when you were first trying to establish the Art Center, what was your life situation? I mean, did you have like family funds, or did you have a way of supporting yourself comfortably so that you can devote all this energy to the Art Center? How did you balance your own life with what the center demanded of you?
Well, that's a good question, and I look back and sometimes I wonder how we ever did it. Those of us who really put in the time. And I was the director of the Art Center for the first 5 years. And for the first year or two, I received a really minor stipend. It wasn't enough to live on, or even wasn't even a part-time salary. It was just a minor stipend. And before that, it was for nothing. So there was many, many months. And I sometimes look back and wonder, how the heck did I do that? I do know that both my wife and I are artists. She's a musician as well. And so we found for the many decades, what we did was work part-time, We formed a tile business. We had our own little tile setting business, and we tried to just work when we needed to pay our bills, and the rest of the time make our art. And so I gave up some of the art making time to devote to creating the art center, because I always saw the art center as a giant art project, a big collaborative art project. And I was by no means the only one. I maybe was a little bit of an instigator in the beginning, or I've been accused of that, but many people participated and put in many hours. But it's true, as the director for the first 5 years, it was like, wow, it was a labor of love. And what certainly wasn't about making any money. And I didn't really consider myself a nonprofit administrator. And after about 5 years, I thought, oh, I got to get somebody who really knows how to do this to be an executive director. And I was really happy to step down. But I was surprised with the enthusiasm of the community and my love and enthusiasm. We were able to raise about $300,000 to put a new roof on. The David and Lucille Packard Foundation gave it a lot of money, and other foundations granted us funds. And so it was a whirlwind, really, when I look back. And I don't think I could do that now that I'm a bit older. And we were younger, we worked part-time, and we just were determined to try to make this art center work. And we definitely ran into trouble at times. You know, whenever you put a big group of people together, or you deal, like you say, with bureaucracies like the city of Pacifica, sometimes some of the people would change, a different city manager, different city council. I found myself having to get very political. I was going to all the city council meetings. I was helping city council members run for office who I felt were more friendly towards the arts. And in a way, the city of Pacifica knew me partly because of my activism in environmentalism. There's a lot of environmentalists in Pacifica. It's a very open, green area of the Bay Area with very open hills. They have a wonderful Open Hill Act that keeps the hills from being built on there in Pacifica, and we fought for a lot of those things. So the city of Pacifica knew me as a tree planter and an activist, and so I had a little bit of credibility going in and then asking for this art center. But it was at times a battle, and I didn't consider myself political or a public speaker, but we were forced to get up and try to say why this is important for the community, how this helps people's lives, how it brings the community together. Pacifica is really a bunch of neighborhoods strung together along the coast. We don't have a downtown. We don't really have the cohesiveness. And I've always hoped the Arts Center could really help bring Pacifica together. And that's still a dream, and we're still working towards that.
I think the Arts Center does a beautiful job of giving me that feeling anyway when I'm down there, that it just feels like the heart of Pacifica is there. It's beautiful. It draws me to Pacifica, actually. It's a wonderful place. Thank you so much.